The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hi, yo, everyone. My name's Mr. Fruit, and welcome back to the GG Over Easy podcast, the only 7-star rated podcast in the known universe. In today's episode, we start off with a couple tangents, to be fair. I don't really know where we went with those. Places.
I forget.
But I do know we spend some time on the Game Awards. Some nominees were announced. We discuss some of the categories, some of who think who will win, what we think.
We also talk about why these words are up here.
Yep. Some of our Patreon stands. We appreciate you. We moved on to some Pokemon. I think there was something in between there.
And then we answered a couple questions.
And then a couple Patreon answers. And also, because I forgot to mention it until the very end of the podcast.
We'll mention it now.
For those watching, next week is also going to be the Alien podcast.
Oh.
We briefly mentioned this an episode or two ago. But we are going to discuss all there is supernatural, as well as more specifically, Bob Lazar and his experiences. And if you don't know what we're talking about, listen to the podcast. We'll be doing this. It's your homework. Listen to the podcast, Bob Lazar with Joe Rogan, and then come back and tune in next week to learn all about that. But come back to our, to that podcast, but then come back to this podcast.
Come back.
Yeah.
We need you.
Yep, please. With that said, let's get into it.
What was I didn't know we had a guitar lick in there. I've listened to 15 episodes. Never have I heard a bow.
Yeah, at the end there.
Bow. Yeah. I expect a bow with a whammy bar now.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the GG Over Easy podcast, episode 16.
The Sweet 16.
Yes, sir.
I had
I never got anything special. I remember watching those MTV shows and be like, my sweet 16. And they just like, here's a new mansion. Thanks, daddy.
I wanted the red Mercedes, dad. What the fuck? I hated that. But then I was like, damn, but the red one was sweet.
But she deserved that. They are right, though. The red one definitely
Ashley
does.
Deserved that red Mercedes.
Ashley and all of her friends. Oh, I'm sorry, Ashley.
I want to be carried out and have Egyptian men holding me as I'm the Pharaoh goddess. And they're like, okay, like what else would you like? Absolutely.
Anything. Of course, my princess.
Anything, Ashley. Yeah. Just not the red Mercedes.
Just, and it better be red. Like, okay. Like, pulls up with the blue Mercedes. Like, she's going to kill me, guys. Sir, she's 16 years old. She will kill me.
Sir, you're a lawyer. Like... You're a doctor.
She will make my life hell. Anyway, welcome to the only 7-star rated podcast.
I don't really know if that's a factual thing, but I mean, if you're saying it,
is there anything about this podcast factual?
Yeah, I think really? my son discussion I think was very factual, and that was something that was 100% factual.
Someone did say that they liked what we do. Is we pull back from previous episodes, like little. Like, they're inside jokes in the podcast.
Oh, like King Calorie and like that
kind of thing. And like the 9/11 veteran. Like, unless you watch the podcast, you're like, what?
Like 9/11.
He's a 9/11 vet. I can even... let's really quickly talk about that.
What?
Because we talked about anime in the last episode.
Uh-huh.
And since then, Rob's like, I'm only a 2 anime guy. How many episodes are you in to Attack on Titan?
50. I have like maybe 10 or 13 episodes left in season 3. I've been kind of slacking. I've been just streaming too much.
So since literally a week ago when he's like, I'm only a 2 anime guy.
Yeah.
He's now a 3 anime guy.
Yeah, I've been grinding.
And he's almost done with Attack on Titan.
Yeah, but sometimes when I'm like done streaming, I'm like, I don't want to read tonight. Like, I don't want to do this. Like, because like I have to read, and that's a lot for me.
I know.
So that's like, tough. If I'm like 8 episodes in, I might as well just read a whole chapter book. I've read like 2 chapters.
A big book.
Yeah.
It helps your dyslexia.
Yeah, but I like to listen to books. Like, audiobooks, actually.
I like to listen to podcasts.
Oh, that's crazy. Oh.
Yeah.
Do you have a review for us that shouldn't miss because we're about to miss that?
Yeah. Speaking of podcasts, I do have a review here from Link6469 with a 5-star rating. He says, it's the little things. Oh. You need to listen to this podcast, mainly because when they approach a spoiler topic, they give you a timestamp to fast forward to. How considerate is that? Also, this podcast is funny and great and blah, blah, blah.
We didn't do that, though, for the anime discussion, though.
Well, I mean, the anime, I guess it doesn't really, but like, what was it? Was Pokemon in the last episode? I think it was, right?
No.
Or 2 episodes ago?
Two or three. I don't know. We talk about Pokemon, you stand.
Well, what I did, well, you, on the video aspect, we put like, skip to this, but mm-hmm. then I added into the audio portion, cut, and I was like, hey, in case you guys don't want to, I was like, skip to minute 57.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Very considerate of you. I did not know that.
So I like to think that's what he's acknowledging.
Well, and I did try and just put like the normal kind of like, hey, skip forward, then like basic text. But Christian, like in post-edit, was like,
where's the drop shadow?
Where's this going? He's like, this looks better. Okay.
Flat white text?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was doing.
Like, we're talking like, he's got Times New Roman, flat white.
Oh no!
Title card,
not even Helvetica, bro.
No, that's what I'm saying, dude. So I'm like, move aside here.
Yeah, took him like 10 seconds.
Yeah, it's like it's really not that. I can't be bothered to do drop shadow, man.
Yeah, I didn't put drop shadows on the Patreon names either. Like I just
We should address this.
Yes,
for those watching, because they're like, what? So for those audio listeners, you don't know what we're talking about, so we'll explain it. But last week, we announced the GG Over Easy Patreon. Thank you to all of you who have supported us so far. Feel free to go over there and check that out if you do want to support us, if you like this podcast. It is patreon.com/GG Easy Podcast, right?
We may be getting GG Easy
here
soon.
Yeah, we might just get the GG
Easy. I saw GG Easy, the account, actually just got banned. So,
take that.
We make a move.
That's mine now. Yes.
This is mine.
Ours now.
So head over there if you want to support us. We really appreciate it. It's just extra, and there are some tiers. And it just so happens that our highest tier,
the
GG Easy Legends. We capped it at 4 because, as you can see here,
we're running out of real estate.
Poor Blue barely has any more room.
Well, okay, dude. Well, here's the story. I walk into Office Depot and the lady's like, I can help you. And I was like, I have a request for you. And she's like, okay. I was like, I need like 4 names written on a piece of paper on pretty big text. And she goes, for what? And I was like, I'm like, okay, bro, tell the truth.
So we talk with our friends and people listen. And so they pay to listen to us talk about nothing. And so they gave us this money, and they want these names on a Michael Cera cutout. Now, the reason is
basically, people watch us on live stream, and we want to put their names on my friend's body on camera.
That's like, I'm not kidding you. That's like exactly what I said.
She goes, and we get that all
like
the time.
She's like, I've heard weirder. And I was like, oh, okay. Amanda, you're very nice. Thank you for the help.
So what if I wanted to tape this on my friend's body and we streamed it, huh?
Yeah. Huh?
So
do you have a font for that?
We'd like to thank the Stag Omega Sub, Big Sexy Arts The. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah, with the way it looks. Okay, let's just clarify here. We have The Stag.
Yes.
Big Sexy, Omega Arts, and Safe. So thank you very much. We asked them what names they wanted.
Yeah.
So somebody wanted to be Big Sexy.
Yeah, we're not just putting like words up there. It's not like, you know what this looks like? You know when you like people on their like refrigerators have magnets of just random words?
Oh, I was going to say, you just take when you start a Scrabble game, you just put your hand in, you take your words, you're like, what can I make from this?
Omega Arts, that'd be a big word. That's a big word.
That's a lot of points.
A lot of points.
I don't even think Scrabble. You can hold that many.
I may suck at spelling, but I'm really good at Scrabble. It's weird.
How does that work?
I don't know. But like,
are you the guy that's like, all right, and here is a chrysanthemum or whatever. You're like, that's not how you spell it. I'm pretty sure it is. I'm like, all right.
No, but like if you challenge me, more often than not, you're going to be wrong. I'm really good at it. like words with friends. I don't cheat at that. If you cheat at Words with Friends, you're the kind of worst kind of person.
Oh my God. Words with Friends back in the day. Dude, that was a competition.
Right.
Everyone in my class would nonstop be playing Words with Friends.
Yeah.
It's a learning game,
right?
That
was phenomenal back then, dude.
Well, yeah, it's just like Scrabble. Like, it's just...
And then I realized I suck at it. I'm like, damn, why could I'm fucking stupid. Well, all these people in high school were like fucking, they're like, oh yeah, let's play Words with Friends. I'm so smart. And then I realized that was the point of my life where I realized I'm fucking stupid.
Well, it wasn't, wait a minute. It wasn't so much I'm me dumb. Finding out I'm stupid. It's just all my friends were cheaters.
Yeah.
Like my friends would play like Croxel to Fivic. I'm like, what the what kind of word is that? He's like, it's a thing you find in the liver. I'm like, what? Shut it's up, like, Mickey. You don't know that. Like,
well, actually, Robert, yeah. I do know this.
Yeah. No.
No, I always strayed away from those games because earlier on, my mom she loves Scrabble.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
You don't mess with my mom in Scrabble, bro. Because she's that, like, she's the person back in the day too, like pull like, all right, here is blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what? And she pulls out a dictionary because at this point, like, we didn't even have it. She's like, look, right there, and I'm like, oh my God! I was like, how do you even know this?
She just has it on hand.
Yeah, she cheats without having to cheat. Yeah. She just knows. Like,
she's how got does a cheat engine in her head. It's
a false. Vast vocabulary.
Yeah, seriously. Like, everyone has a quirk. That's her.
Kuso. Scrabble.
Yeah, she just knows how to Scrabble. So anyway, thank you to the GGE legend legends.
We appreciate
for sponsoring us.
Again, thank you, the Stag Omega Sub, Big Sexy Arts, though. I really appreciate it.
And while we're at it, we'll touch on it, because we need to figure out where we're going to do it in the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We initially said, like, an ad break, but...
Might as well just...
Yeah, it's confusing. So, yeah. At least for now, we'll start this episode off with our producers. So, it's below the legend tier,
mm-hmm.
but everybody, $50 and up on the Patreon who has supported us, we appreciate you. Yeah. And
we're also not
going to
break this down every episode. It's just going to kind of become like a
yeah,
thing.
Well, we won't have to explain why we have the Stag Omega say Big Sexy Arts thigh every time. But
I hope they stay forever, dude. That's perfect. I
a
love
big
that.
Thank you to Blake Russell, Deb Hollow, GP Hash, Maria Brennius, N7 Falco, Thorn Lisinski, Derek Stevens, Grizzly Stag, Omega Arts, and Safe 2252.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Sasagio. Sasagio.
We stand you.
You're our stand, and we stand for you.
We stand you forever and always.
Oh, speaking of stands.
Oh, God.
Went to the movie theater last night.
Okay. Speaking of stands.
And so we went to go see Frozen 2. Very exciting.
Have you seen Frozen
1? That came out?
Yeah,
wow.
It came out. I thought it was
behind.
Christmas. Yeah, but it's
yeah,
a
me too.
Thanksgiving.
Is it Christmas themed or is it
no.
like Thanksgiving themed?
It's just
not. Nah, it's just.
Oh, okay. I mean, Frozen is kind of inherently Christmas themed, isn't yeah. it?
There is a certain Christmas to it, so that's why I was confused. But she was having a bad day, so I was like, "All right, we'll go see
yeah.
Frozen because she loves animated movies."
Yeah,
we go there. I get a showing for 3D 7:30. I get some recordings out of the way. Bop bop, we're good to go.
Yeah,
so we head there. We go in, and the guy's like, yo, are you that fruit dude?
I'm no.
Like, he was a worker there. And I was like, oh, yeah. He's like, oh, my gosh. Like, I love your Overwatch stuff and everything. I'm like, thank you, dude.
Oh.
And so.
I used to watch your stuff all the time.
But see, he didn't say I used to. Yeah. And the reason I think he actually does watch more than just that, I'll get to it in a second.
Mm-hmm.
But so I go up, scan the tickets, and I think the poor guy realizes what I did. So I like scan the ticket and he goes, okay, so 7:30 showing, like theater 12 or whatever to your left. I go on for it. And I was like, don't I need like 3D glasses? And he's like, no. And I like pull it up. I'm like, it says 3D right here.
Oh,
and
no.
And he's like, yeah, that's for the 6:30 showing.
Ooh.
I bought tickets to the 3D 6:30.
Oh, dude.
And we're there at 7:30.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh my God. So I think the poor guy probably scanned in and is like, these idiots. Like, just go to that.
He doesn't know.
And so I'm like, I think I need 3D glasses. He's like, dude, just stop while you're ahead. I'm like, right here, bro. And so he's like, this is awkward.
He's like, what a boomer.
Yeah. And so he's like, well, can we just like get these? Can they just go to 7:30? And so he like, he went and like got us tickets.
Is it like reserved seating and all that kind of stuff?
So he showed us like the seats. He showed us like the seats. He's like, you can pick some. And like, if anyone asks, he like wrote down on tickets or seats. So he's like, if anyone asks, like, here you go. He was a cool dude.
Yeah.
So I appreciate you. And but then the reason I know he probably still watches some is he goes, hey, by the way, can I ask what happened to Dork? And
he's like real Stan.
Yeah, he's like, he's my favorite. And
you're that dork.
Yeah. And I was pretty much just like, he doesn't like attention.
Fans.
Yeah. He doesn't like attention.
He's pretty sure. Like,
he's in the last TTT though, which was very sick. Everybody was in that, dude.
Yeah. It was produced by Sakurai.
Everybody Sakurai came himself, together. Sakurai, Iwo Kojima, I know was involved in that within that playthrough as well.
We got Norman Reedus.
Yeah, everybody.
I don't think we've ever had literally everyone in a TTT like that for years.
I gotta be honest, dude. I kind of forgot like how much I get a headache after we do those things for like 3 hours, dude. Because there's just so
it's pretty overwhelming.
It's just so much going on, and then like there's a conversation over there, and then there's one over there, and then I'm like trying to hear that one, and then like I'm trying to also like not just buy a silenced op and just kill everybody. Like I'm trying to figure it out.
TTT is a lot harder than people think.
It is.
Like
it's draining.
Yeah. Well, and also like, but also trying to, you know, have fun, make an entertaining video, but also like if you're the trader,
yeah,
actually win.
Yeah.
There's a lot going into that.
But then you're also trying to respect other people having fun.
For sure. Yeah.
You don't want to overstep on that. It's a lot of
like poor data.
A lot of tact. That requires a lot of tact when you record TTT. So much.
Well, and then like on the content side too, like if Christian and Datto don't get trader ever, which sometimes happens.
Because like, people will be like, where are the trader rounds? I'm like, people think like we can like manipulate it. We purposely don't manipulate it so that like we know.
Have no idea.
Yeah. It's literally random. But that's why, like me or Data, some sessions it's like we get one trade around out of like 30. Yeah. It's like, oh god.
Well, I was watching like other TTTs and
they're not as good.
We should like add like a new server or something like that. Like I'm new maps.
Well, people have been asking, we need to look into it too. There's I guess more roles you can do.
Oh, really?
Which make it a little more interesting. Yeah, especially if you have a few more people.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's kind of like the Wolverine game.
Oh, so like there's like a healer.
Yeah, like there'll be like an angel or whatever. Probably can like res one person or like so and so, where everybody has like a specific
vampire,
role.
Like a
so there's less just I'm an innocent and can't do anything special.
Mm-hmm.
So we can look into that.
Whenever I see the green pop up, I'm just like,
yeah, everybody's just like,
and then every time I'm the traitor, I type in T and I pog.
Pog.
One time I don't forget which episode that is when I typed it into the main chat.
Poggers.
Was that when I was typing poggers?
Uh-huh.
Yikes.
That was that's on the thumbnail, so it's not too hard to
find.
Yeah, it's like the blue. What is the guy that uses the rocket in TF2 called?
Oh, Soldier.
Soldier. So it's Soldier in the thumbnail. And then next to it, he's like, whoo! And it says like traitor poggers.
Oh, God. Oh, that and the head nod are the most unfortunate.
Oh, the head nod is the best.
Just straight unfortunate.
I'll never
get the straight unlucky.
They're just
rounds.
At the park and I just see. And it's Datto and Christian. And I was like,
wait
a second. That is weird.
That's not incriminating. They did it.
They nodded.
It was.
Kill them. So. And I guess I should address too. I've never really addressed. People are like, why is there TF2 in like every thumbnail? Before I was able to get someone
like
to help
Fortress.
Me draw. Yeah. It's because there is like no assets for Gmod. It's like if you Google search. Because I don't have like Source Filmmaker or anything. I can't go in. So I don't have the time or the skills to go in and do that for every thumbnail.
What's Source Filmmaker?
So it's like Valve's theater mode kind of.
Oh, really?
Well, more than theater mode. Like, that's how people make skits. Like, it's like a full 3D animation suite, kind of.
Oh.
And you use pretty much all, like, Team
Fortress. It's super
Fortress.
Impressive, too.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
You use Team Fortress.
It's old, too.
Yeah, it's really old. But you use a lot of the assets, or at least that come with it base default, or like Team Fortress stuff. Mm-hmm. So that's why a lot of stuff comes with that. Oh. But anyway, so instead, I can find these Team Fortress 2 Source Filmmaker stuff. And there's like a huge breadth of them. So like if I need it for a thumbnail, I can find what normally, like if you see a thumbnail, it's usually like 8 images spliced together. But I can find Team Fortress stuff really easily and just kind of throw those together.
The characters, yeah.
Yeah. And kind of make like a
collage.
What's a Frankenstein? Yeah. It's like a Frankenstein like thumbnail where it's like you can't tell.
Eight different layers.
But yeah, it's like 4 different photos mashed together, And so that's why, until I was able to get someone to help me with thumbnails.
I like the TTT.
I like to think I helped start a trend. I could not stop putting Team Fortress stuff in my thumbnails for a very long time.
It was just easiest. Because I think one day I did. I just searched like Trouble in Terrorist Town something, and I found like this TF2 screenshot. And I was like, wow, that works really well. And so then it was just a rabbit hole. And then from now on, I just...
That's it.
Yeah, I try. But anyway, with that said, maybe... well, I was going to say we should get on topic, but actually a lot of people were like, boo, yeah.
Boo, boo, topics, boo.
Yeah,
boo.
We started out by like, we're on topic, and everybody's like, ah, God. Yeah. Everyone just like turns it off. Like, nah.
In fact, we canceled the podcast for like a year because we couldn't stay on topic. And then we come back and people were like, boo, topic.
Yeah, wait a minute.
Stupid questions.
It's, hey, we love those stupid questions. Well, let's go into our first segment here.
Oh.
This is a timely matter. The nominees for the Game Awards
announced. I'm gonna keep track of all of our votes, and we're gonna see who was the most right on all of them.
So
this'll be fun.
On December 12th, the Game Awards will happen, so we'll know who wins. But we're gonna go through most of these categories, or if we go through some of these categories, we haven't played any of these, we'll just skip it. But at least
name
all
of
them.
No, we're still picking.
Oh, okay. We're still picking.
We're still picking, even though we have no idea. That's like when I'm watching the Grammys and it's like, best foreign film. And I'm like, oh, that one from Denmark looks great. Yeah, that wins.
Fantastic. So we'll start, from the website, we're starting with the big Jehuba.
Okay.
Game of the year.
Okay. Normally we end with that one.
Yeah. Well, it started here. So my fault.
Okay. So game of the year.
Recognizing a game that delivers the absolute best experience across all creative and technical fields. Okay. And then we need some lady like, Game of the year and the nominee.
And the nominees are...
Yeah, here, Blue, you do it. Do you have them pulled up?
Game of the year. Control by Remedy 505 Games. Death Stranding, Kojima Productions. Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. Bandai Namco, Sora,
Didn't
Nintendo.
That come out last year?
No.
Resident Evil 2.
Came out right
2,
after the cutoff.
Capcom.
Wait, that's a remake.
Sekiro, Shadows Die Twice. From Software, Activision.
Oh, the crowd like that one.
Channel, The Outer Worlds, Obsidian, Private Division.
And
that's
the winner is... That's a lot. That's what, six or seven?
That's six games. Wait, 7, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's six games.
Yeah.
Okay,
I feel like normally there's only
Star
four.
Wars isn't on that?
Star Wars just came out.
Is Star Wars going to have to be on the next year?
Star Wars is like... Yes. Star Wars is like Smash Brothers. Smash Brothers... just missed the cutoff, which is why it's technically 2019.
Oh.
Yeah, just missed that season.
Well, the reason they have to do this is because they used to get a lot of heat for good reason. Literally, and it was mostly with Call of Duty games. They would like nominate stuff like Game of the Year. Call of Duty came out like a week ago, dude. How can you review a game in a week?
And also, especially Call of Duty is not fucking Game of the Year. Like any Call of Duty ever.
I love my camping games. You watch your mouth.
But that's not Game of the Year. You know what I mean?
Maybe some of them have been. I don't know. But I feel like at this point, it's just a...
All right. Out of that list...
Yeah, you go first, Rob.
Read them real quick again.
We have Control. Death Stranding.
Didn't play it. Didn't play it.
Resident Evil 2.
Didn't play it.
Sekiro.
Didn't play it.
Super Smash Bros. Ultimate.
I don't think Rob's played any of these except for...
The Outer Worlds.
Super Smash Bros.
Didn't play it. Okay. Didn't play it. So...
Wow.
I'm going to go with what I think people are going to pick.
Wait. Are we choosing what we think people will or what we would pick?
Okay, well, I would pick is probably Smash Bros, because that's probably the only one. But the one
that's the only one you played.
Right? So
he doesn't really have a choice. So he can mix it up because he has.
So I guess I'm gonna go with Death Stranding. I think people for some okay, I don't know what it is about that game. Every time I looked at somebody streaming, like Christian said, it was somebody with a Eiffel Tower of boxes on the back of them and just.
A baby crying.
That's the whole game.
Yeah, and then like sometimes you're like, oh, I gotta shoot these guys. Pew 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 pew.
Right, I've never seen combat.
Oh, you've never saw combat. No. I saw Clint Stevens in combat one time, and it was kind of like cool.
It's very few and far between for sure. Just because the game literally is a UPS man simulator.
All right, so I'm
with
picking,
the occasional air of danger.
I'm picking Death Stranding, but just because I think that's gonna win. But I mean, out of that list, I guess I'd pick Smash, but I didn't play any of them.
I think Smash is good, but...
It's not going to win.
I don't know if it's Game of the Year.
No.
Well, it is a good game, though.
Okay, Christian, you're next.
Oh. All right. Well, this is literally, I didn't even need to see the list. This is what I was going to nominate anyway for my game of the year. Mm-hmm. Sekiro.
Sekiro.
Yeah. I think Sekiro is dope. Like,
is that just a love-hate relationship with you? Because you're like, A, oh, I love Sekiro, but also B, it also killed my channel. Yeah. But I mean,
oh, I hate it.
But man, that should say something, yeah, that I'm nominating, even though it almost killed my channel. It's such a good game. And it's not even just like, oh, that was fun, or like, oh, that was difficult, I'm glad I beat it. But the way they change some of the mechanics you're familiar with, but it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
And it also fits so well thematically. Like, the sword fighting with the parrying and everything fits the world really well. You're not punished for exploring. There's stuff to explore. Like, you can go off beaten paths, find these people. There's different bosses. All the fights are really fun, grandiose. I like the story, actually. Like, literally, overall, I was just like, this.
Yo, From Software is awesome. Like, yeah. That's what, like, well, when you beat a boss in, like, a game like Sekiro or Dark Souls, it's just, like, the...
So satisfying.
Like, the best feeling ever. Like one of the best video game feelings ever is beating Dark Souls 3, dude. That was, like, one of the hardest things I ever did. And then, like, one of the most fulfilling things. Like, Dark Souls, whenever Dark Souls 3 came out that year, that would be my game of the year.
Well,
I don't care what came out.
I feel like not enough people put respect on my name. I like didn't put play like any Souls games, really.
Which is a lot of respect.
Went to Sekiro, beat it in a reasonable amount of time, I think. And with some of the bosses, like with none of the bosses, I didn't use any cheese. Because there are like sometimes like firecrackers, for instance, you can like abuse these with certain bosses and stuff. I like, people were like, you made that heart so much, or that fight so much harder. You could have just done blah, blah, blah. I was like, well, I did it how they designed it.
Yeah, it's not like.
And like the last boss, I came back to it, you know, to finish like a month ago, whatever, to like kill the meme.
Yeah.
Because literally my Let's Play just needed the just final boss. So I go to the final boss. Hadn't played in like 7 months. Took me under 2 hours to be the final boss.
That's crazy.
Which for some people was like, that took me days. Or like simply like, I just feel like nobody's like, good job, Mr. Fruit. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I beat Dark Souls 3 and I got to the boss where he's like on a horse. And he's like, or it's like a bull or something like that. And he's like hitting you with
the final boss of Dark Souls 3?
No. Sekiro.
Oh, and like, Sekiro.
Oh, Sekiro.
Yeah.
Oh, that's like the first like main boss.
Yeah. I got to him and then I stopped. But it is too hard. Too hard for me.
That was such a good fun.
I beat it. No, I like beat him. I just didn't go on.
But yeah. That game was dope. Right. And that would be my game of the year.
All right, Blue. What is your game of the year in that?
Bro, you already know my game of the year.
Yeah.
It's easily Super Smash Bros.
Control. Oh, wow. That's
Control. Oh, my God. I love Control. It is an artistic directive masterpiece.
What is
by
it?
By Remedy Games.
I've never heard of this game ever.
Jokes, eat shit, Super Smash Bros. Bitch. Bro, Super Smash Bros. Ultimate is the fucking best fighting game of all time. This is factual arguments, and you can't deny this. I'm just saying, if you try to argue it, then I'm just saying that you're incorrect.
Better than Melee?
I think so.
Melee is a nostalgia trip. Let's be honest here.
Melee as a game, fundamentally, the pace of the game people like, and the way it technically plays or plays technically different from the games they like. But you can't say it's a better game technically and feature wise.
Competitively, you can argue for days, right? That's fine. But as an overall game, Ultimate is just everything about this game is just incredible. Like, it's a big love letter to the entire series. And Sakurai, please get some sleep, because we're worried about you, because you're working way too hard. You've put out like 8 million characters, and you're probably going to put Zora in Smash eventually, and we need you to stop. So please go to sleep. And
I need him. Thank you, Sakurai. And then I need the skins to be different. Like, I need one to be Riku, one to be Kairi, maybe one be
some
like
more
swordy Axel
characters. Just what we need.
Yay.
So too long, didn't read. Death Stranding for Rob, Christian Sekiro, Blue, Smash.
And we won't go into depth with these next ones, really. Like, that was just our game of the years. Control, I know, is, wasn't that a Microsoft exclusive?
I have no idea. I'd never heard of it.
I knew when it came out.
I just know, like, the control is red. Like, it's written in red. That's all I know about the game.
And the box art's really nice.
The box art looks really cool.
I mean, I've heard it's good. I haven't played it. I will say, honorable mention for me, well, obviously Super Smash, but also Outer Worlds. I haven't finished it yet, but it is like a love letter back to just traditional,
like Fallout.
Yeah, a Fallout-esque RPG game, and it's so good.
I bet I would love it if I just had the time to put into a game like that. Because with games like that, I have to play like 10 hours a day. Like, I have to like sink in so much time.
I mean,
because I can't, with like those like explorer kind of RPG games, I can't just do like a little 2 hours here and then 2 hours here and then 2 hours here. I have to like sink in at least 8 to 10 and get lost.
Why don't you just stream it 8 to 10?
But I play, the problem is like I play RPGs, like I keep my inventory like shit.
Me too.
People are like, why are you, you missed that thing over there. And it's like, I don't give a, like, I don't give shit. And then like that tilts me and then people think I play weird so they don't want to watch that. So it's just a mess.
You never realize how picky people can be until you play something as mundane as like a single player game. And people, you're doing this wrong. It's like, how can I do this wrong?
Yeah, exactly.
But you find a way.
I refuse. My game of the year, if it was in the thing, it would be Star Wars. Like, if technically it would be this new Star Wars game. Go play it. Sweet.
I do remember the first time, though, like, I, as a viewer, felt triggered watching someone. It was, I forget who, but it was when The Witness came out. That puzzle game.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember watching somebody, because I just wanted to see what the game was about. And I was trying to watch them do a puzzle. And that's, like, I've never got a tilting watching someone before, but I now knew what it felt when someone, like, tells me, like, gaming. That is so true. Yeah, I'm like, this is...
Bro, it's right there, bro.
Yeah, I'm like, it's right in front of you, bro. Like, come, and he's just like, I was literally, like, starting to, like, I was getting, like, anxious, and, like, I had to turn it off.
Yeah.
It, like, it drove me crazy.
Well, Blue, can you read us the next category after this ad read?
Oh.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
And welcome back to the GG Over Easy podcast and the
awards.
Dream Team Awards. Yes.
Oh, you know what this makes me think of?
Our opinion matters.
Like our last podcast of December, we should have like our GG Award show, like the GG Easy Award show, where we dress up really nice.
And the award for the best content goes to...
We have like best video of... best Mr. Fruit video of the year. And then we'll have like best subreddit post of the year. And then we'll have like... fan art of the year. That'd be sick. Wow, yeah. I'm down.
It's a good idea.
I'm gonna look into that.
It's a good idea, Rob.
I'm a chock full of them. Blue, what's the next category in the video game thing?
And the next category is best game direction.
Game
Control,
direction?
Remedy, 505 Games, Death Stranding, Kojima Productions, Resident Evil 2, Capcom.
Dude, but isn't that a remake? Sorry.
Don't interrupt. Sekiro Shadows Die Twice. From Software, Activision, Outer Worlds. Outer Wilds. What?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
What is Outer Wilds?
Okay, my bad. Yeah, Outer Wilds, Mobius Digital, Annapurna.
Yeah, that one gets confused.
Okay, what is game direction first of all?
Awarded for outstanding creative vision and innovation in game direction and design.
Okay, mine would be Sekiro for sure then, or Sekiro, however the fuck you say it.
Sekiro.
Sekiro.
Come, Sekiro.
Yeah, that game, like Christian said, like it didn't just kind of copy exactly what Dark Souls is, because they could have just done that and people would have been happy with it. The parry and all that kind of stuff was really cool.
And sword fighting.
Yeah, very cool. And then they like kind of made like the Japanese art style really cool, like, but they also made them like still kind of Soulsy, but also...
I'm just going to go ahead and tell you Death Stranding is winning this. No doubt.
You think so?
Oh,
that's
sure.
An easy Death Stranding for me too.
Yeah. Wow, okay.
Because people are going to be like, what Hideo Kojima has done with this game's direction is reinvent the video game wheel.
Okay, is it a spoiler to ask what the fuck is that game about? Like, at all? Like, I have...
I don't know much. You'd have to reconnect America because we're all separated for some reason. And
separated in what
there
sense?
Are,
like in the air
it's
or
post-apocalyptic,
what?
Basically.
Yeah, and there's like rain that's toxic or something, and... hoogity boogity, there's like spooky black BT things and babies cry.
But what is like Death Stranding? I saw like they were like, you gotta like send that package or we're gonna have another Death Stranding on our hand. And I was like, oh, they said it. Like,
name drop. Yeah. I have no idea. I know that you can zoom in the camera in Norman Reedus's private parts, and if you do it enough, he'll like hit the camera and be like, get off.
Oh, really? I was like, bro, if you do it enough times, it'll show you.
Bruh. And then, bruh, quit.
All right, so Sekiro, Death Stranding, Death Stranding.
That's what I think will win. I would either give it to... Well, again, I can't really say because I haven't played Death Stranding. From what I've heard, though, I guess he should probably win it anyway because what he did take a leap in, like, I guess really trying to change a form of, like, not how you would expect a game to be. So as far as game direction goes, it makes sense. But Sekiro and Outer Wilds. I did play Outer Wilds and
what
that
is Outer Wilds? Right,
my little indie studio. But essentially, you're on this little planet and you're in like this little contained solar system and you can, they're like super small planets. You can fly and go to other ones, but you only have like 20 minutes of game time before the sun explodes and time reverses and you have to do it again.
Oh, that's kind
of
cool.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of different spots. So you have to like learn more and go to different places.
It sounds
places
like kind of like Majora's Mask and the story of the sun. So,
yeah, it's really cool.
Next category, category guy.
Best narrative. A Plague Tale, Innocence, Asobo, Focus Home, Control, Remedy, 505, Death Strand, this is going to be redundant, Death Stranding, Kojima Productions, Disco Elysium, ZAUM, The Outer Worlds, Obsidian, Private Division.
Outer Worlds.
I haven't played any of these games.
I haven't played any of these either, so I can't give a proper opinion on these.
So, Christian, you picked what?
Outer Worlds.
Outer
Worlds.
Outer Worlds.
I've heard really good things about Disco Elysium. I've heard Death Stranding's narrative is all over the place, so I don't know. Control is also a heavily narrative game, though, so I could see
I'm
that.
I'm going to pick Control, dude. Control needs to win one of these things at some point. You know, it's literally in everything that that studio needs at least to win one. Yeah. And that's the one they win.
I respect that, Rob. I respect that.
What would you say, Blue?
I don't know.
That's
a hard... I haven't played any of these, but I imagine if they were to pick one of them, they'd probably give it to Death Stranding purely because there's something about Kojima games that are always so... How do I describe it? They're honestly kind of like inflated.
Yeah, I think it sometimes gets a little too complicated for no reason.
No, but that's exactly why they would pick it, though.
Yeah,
well,
that's true.
It's so conflated, and there's just so much going on, and none of it makes sense, and it's like you're pinning a bunch of pins onto those walls with the red strings, and that's why people pick it, and that's why I respect it. So I'm probably going to go Death Stranding.
For those babies.
It's almost like a Quentin Tarantino movie. Like, it's like...
I like me some Quentin Tarantino. Watch
but, like, that. I'm just saying, like... No, I'm just saying, like, they're both very similar and, like, being, like, different and, like...
Well, true. Taking, but like, narrative-wise, I would say... Because with Hideo Kojima, I don't know, from, like, Death Stranding, I imagine you're, like, confused, and you're like, don't worry, at the end, it'll all come together. And then it ends, and you're like, I'm still confused.
What?
But with like a lot of Quentin Tarantino movies, it all comes together in the end, which is what I like. That's the satisfying part. But yeah, we should, again, reiterate that with a lot of these, it's like, yeah, we haven't played many of these. So
yeah, I guess I thought I played video games. I guess I don't play video games according to the Video Game Awards.
According to these, I suck.
You're up, Blue. What are we up next with?
We can skip past some of these.
Category.
Yeah. Yeah,
if it's not a game,
yeah. If it's
well, this one we could definitely do because I feel like Art Direction is an easy one to just kind of be like, oh yeah, that's an Art Direction I get behind. Anyways, best Art Direction. Guess what? It's Control, Remedy, 505, Death Stranding, Kojima Productions, Grease, Nomada Studio, Devolver, Sayonara, Wild Hearts,
Sayonara,
Simogo, Annapurna, Sekiro, Shadows Die Twice, From Software, Activision. The Legend of Zelda, Link's Awakening.
Ooh.
That's a good one.
Nintendo.
Best art direction. I'm still going to give it to Death Stranding. I look at that game and I think it looks pretty. But I don't want to be walking around in it and being bored. But it does look very cool. And it does look very real.
I'm going to give it to Sekiro.
Oh, I like that.
Just because Sekiro... Well, art direction isn't just, oh, this game's pretty. Art direction is like the whole style of the game. The atmosphere you give it, setting.
Do the plebs know that?
The character design.
There's a normal pleb like me.
Every single aspect of the design of the game, where like just every the environments. I love the art direction of Sekiro. Just the whole setting of the game is so super sick. I've never played Sekiro, but that game has just the coolest, just art pieces I've ever seen. Not ever seen, but just of this year, probably it's a very unique game.
I would go Sekiro, but since Blue did it, my second choice would be Greece.
I'm still gonna put Sekiro. Like, that's your first choice.
Well, Greece is. I did play Greece. It's really cool.
It's like
this indie game.
Oh.
About.
I was like, I love that movie.
It's about like sadness and depression and loss and all this kind of cool stuff, and the way they like play with watercolors and all that kind of stuff. It's dope. It's pretty cool. I'd say that's up there, but Sekiro.
All right, give us the next category, Blue, that we can probably give some sort of
a game. I'm gonna say this is a very easy category. Best score, music. Ooh. Cadence of Hyrule, Brace Yourself Games, Nintendo. Death Stranding, Kojima Productions. Devil May Cry 5, Capcom. Kingdom Hearts 3, Square Enix. Sayonara, Wild Hearts, Imogo, Annapurna.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
Wow.
I'm going to put Pokemon Sword Gym Battle.
Okay.
Dude!
Come on. How do you spell that?
Once they get to their Dynamax Pokemon. Like,
oh my god, and the crowd starts chanting. Oh my god. But we're talking about the nomination. Yeah, we talk Pokemon
playing a children's card game.
Don't get sidetracked. I know you want to get to that. Okay, I'll start. Devil May Cry 5 is clearly the winner here.
Wow, I haven't played that.
Cry 5 has the dopest music.
Yeah.
And if you disagree, I'll respect your opinion, but also definitely look at you differently.
I'm going with Kingdom Hearts. The game may be dog shit, but that music is great.
You can just hear the disappointment. Where I was like, God, I waited this long.
When was I talking to you? I was like, God,
you still haven't even beat it either.
Yeah, I was like, God, I wish that game was good.
I just remember going into your stream and you're like square dancing. You're like, this isn't the game.
Every time you like came in, I was doing something. I was like on teacups one time.
Yeah,
you
were teacups. And then another time you were like making love in a spaceship or something. I don't know. I was like, what is going on? You're like, you don't have the brain, bro.
Do you ever bring up Kingdom Hearts when you're in therapy, Rob? Like as a game that just like seriously hurt you? Because I feel like if you waited that long for the third and how much you hate it, that has to like leave something with
I haven't talked to Dave about it yet, so maybe I might get Dave. No. Like,
Dive.
We're gonna get into a lot of stuff.
I'd say Devil May Cry 5. I haven't played it, but that's one thing I've heard.
Is that the is tracks great are music. Banger?
Yeah.
Devil May Cry, the straight bangers, dude.
We'll
also the Pokemon
on.
Gym battle team from Sword and Shield.
Yeah, but mainly. I wanna touch on this one.
Okay.
I lost it because these are in the weirdest order possible. He goes to esports at some point. And
this is like the plan B audio guy, like for reading the awards. He's like, I can't find it. Oh, hold on, guys.
And category audio design.
Audio design.
We have Control by Remedy 505 Games. Death Stranding by Kojima. Gears 5 by The Coalition. Resident Evil 2 by Capcom. Sekiro, Shadows Die Twice from Software. And Call of Duty Modern Warfare for Infinity War, which is going to win because they nailed the sound of footsteps, man. They're so clear and so loud, and I love them. You know what I'm saying? It's all I can hear in the game.
I was going to say, is this VTOL, sarcasm?
Which is it's my favorite.
Yo, guys, there's an enemy. A video of Sammy when he's like, yo, guys, enemy's coming in on the fly. It's so funny.
Yeah.
But are you really picking Modern Warfare?
No.
Oh, I am.
It does have good audio design, but
in the
salty.
Sense of like, but like if you shoot a gun and you're laying on dirt, the bullet when it hits the ground sounds different when it hits dirt than it would when it hits concrete. You haven't seen like that video?
I mean,
it goes like that in depth. When like you shoot a sniper, the bullet cap of like hitting the ground will sound different if it's like hitting dirt or if it's hitting concrete. Like that little
the
stuff
sound
is
of the guns
super
are dumb.
Sick.
Yeah. I'm memeing because of just freaking.
Yeah. But that would actually be my pick. Would be Modern Warfare.
Whoop.
As bad as some of the decisions for like loudness of footsteps and like your character, there's an enemy! Oh my god, there's a fucking enemy! There's an enemy!
Jesus Christ!
The audio design of that game is like it's probably the best audio design of any game I've ever played. The bullet sounds, the gun sounds, when you reload your gun, when your mag is empty. Ding. Every single sound in that game is just like it's ASMR. It's so fucking good.
I
love that game's audio design.
I also didn't give credit when you're pitching a tent in that game. It just sounds great. And then like when you're also like making the firewood to like get your fire going and
it's fantastic
setting up your camp, dude. That
feels like you're out camping, you know.
So what's yours then? If you're just memeing with Modern
Warfare, it would still be Call of Duty.
Oh, okay.
Like, literally, my biggest complaint is from beta to the main game, they reduce gun noise. I loved how meaty and like, like the deagle in the beta.
Oh yeah. I couldn't hear it.
Like, oh well, you couldn't hear it, but like, so meaty. They still are. Please turn down the VTOL and footsteps. Thanks.
Yeah, I don't like the yelling either. Is that what that is?
Well, the yelling, no. So the, I mean, the footsteps are just footsteps. VTOL is the hairier thing, the kill streak.
They mostly fix the yelling, but the issue.
Yeah, the yelling is now
footsteps. My goodness.
Yeah, but the yelling now, they made it so that you still yell sometimes, but the enemy doesn't.
Is it just
it.
Like?
You might as well have elephant feet, bro. And they had it too, to where like crouching isn't silent or anything. Like I could just be on the other side of the map, and I'm like, you're 370 degrees southwest, because I can just hear you.
God,
it's insane. But yeah, I was memeing on audio design. What else do we want to? There's honestly a lot of categories. So what?
Yeah, what are like the good, the big ones? I don't want best foreign video game. Okay?
Let's get to the ones that we
content creator
will
of the year.
Be able to have an opinion on.
I would like content creator of the year.
Yeah, we have Mr. Fruit.
Oh,
Mr.
Oh my God, Mr. Fruit!
I did not make the list.
Oh, feels bad.
We do have Courage, Jack Dunlop, Dr. Lupo.
He's cool.
Benjamin Lupo.
Hopefully Lupo wins.
Ewok, Solheil Wheeler.
Ewok is the Fortnite girl who's like deaf, right? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Gref G, David Martinez. Shroud, Michael. What in the world?
Yeah, his last name is wild. Jeez. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't say that. And that's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
Boy,
did you just go? Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, well, it's kind of hard for me to watch any of these people.
You know what's incredible
go with
too
the
is
dark horse.
None of these are YouTubers. All these are just Twitch streamers.
I'm going to go with a dark horse. I would love Dr. Lupo to win, but I think that Ewok girl is going to win.
Okay.
I think her signing with FaZe and going to Mixer and doing all that kind of stuff at like what? She's like a 13?
But it says content creator of the years has made an important and positive impact on the industry in 2019.
Yeah, I think she made like, I mean, she's deaf and has like raised a lot of like awareness for like deaf video gamers out there. So I would pick Ewok.
I'd say Lupo.
Lupo? Oh, yeah.
Because of his charitable contributions and stuff.
Yeah.
I know all these people except for Gref G. I don't know.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know. That's the only one who I didn't know.
I know that's Gref.
I would guess he's probably one of those like Fortnite streamers. I have no idea.
Don't ask me.
What about you, Blue? Content creator of the year.
The only person I really have an opinion on is probably Courage because... And that's purely because I do not stop seeing his stuff in my feed from people retweeting it or from
he's everywhere.
His promotional stuff. I would probably pick Courage purely because the marketing team or whoever his general marketing strategy with 100 Thieves is out of this world.
They're killing
and the production quality of his stuff is actually pretty fucking crazy.
It is.
And I haven't seen production quality of just anything because everything he does has like stupid production quality. And I've never seen that with a content creator. So I'd probably pick him.
Hey, what are you saying?
Come on.
Did you not see that Smash tournament video?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. That Smash video, bro? Come on. It doesn't get more legit scuff than that.
Golf.
Come on,
that golf video, too, puts a lot of production.
Yeah. Come on, though. Actually, that took forever to But yeah, no, I know what you're talking about. And I think, like you said, I think a lot of it is that backing from like 100 Thieves and having like that professional editing team to help him. And
yeah, he's got a team behind him. You could tell.
Yeah. And it works.
It comes off as mad professional. I feel like I'm...
Yeah, what's the category of the video game awards made up so that Destiny 2 could be nominated for one?
Oh.
What's that one called?
Oh, the ongoing game.
Ooh, yeah, boy. The video, the one they made up.
Do you want me to read that one? Here we go.
Yes.
Best ongoing game. Apex Legends, Respawn. Destiny 2, Bungie. Final Fantasy XIV, Square Enix.
Ooh.
Fortnite. We like Fortnite.
Yeah.
Games. Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Siege. Ubisoft Montreal. Ubisoft.
Do you realize how long Rainbow Six Siege has been out?
It's been around a long time.
Yeah, 3.5 years or something.
No way, dude. Longer than that. Remember we played it at the E3? That first E3 we went to, and it was like a playable demo? Like, that was the year that Siege came out.
That's how long For Honor's been out.
That too. Like,
I will say Ubisoft does a good job of, like, supporting their games. Well, especially Rainbow Six Siege. That thing was like dead on release.
It was dead on 100%.
Yeah, and scuffed. And now it's like insanely popular. I don't remember what they did, but they figured out how to turn it around, and it's impressive.
Best ongoing game.
I feel like Fortnite's just going to win because...
You think?
Because is this by votes?
Because if so, I think the casuals get the vote. I think. Yeah. I would probably vote Apex. If
we like Apex.
Yes, we do like Apex. That would probably be mine. The new map is cool. I like the differentness or the changes between heroes and stuff like that. I don't like that. Everybody's like, everything's different. When you go to like Fortnite, everyone's just cranking 90s and stuff. I can't do it. What about you, Blue? Best ongoing game, Destiny 2.
I don't want to be the memer here, but I am going to pick Destiny 2.
Okay.
You guys are probably not going to be like, Destiny 2, but...
I'm holding back.
Look, PvP's bad.
It's not bad.
Because you guys are PvP guys, but the PvE content in Destiny 2 has been pretty fuego for about over a year now. So
it has. Will the stands come out and put Destiny 2 above Fortnite?
Maybe. I don't know.
They probably won't, but I'm picking Destiny 2.
Okay.
I'm actually torn between Destiny 2 and Fortnite. No meme.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, while Fortnite is a meme...
Dude, the way
the amount of
it's content... It's
undeniable. Yeah, like, the system they have behind that... I mean, it's because they, you know, crazy workhorses. But, like, they put out unsustainable stuff. Like, it's insane.
Well, I mean...
How much stuff they release and how consistently every week, new updates, huge events, like...
They changed the game, like, in the sense of, like, have you noticed every game has a season pass now? Like, or some sort of, like, kind of thing?
Well,
now
they are the industry leaders. It's not even close.
CSGO just got a season pass.
No. I mean, everything's getting it. But I think, like, Fortnite, just literally due to that sheer amount of work and people they have behind this, pushing it, is, like, Destiny does a good job, but they just... I mean, they don't have the sheer manpower.
They're not on CNN, like,
they just don't have that sheer manpower. So, in that sense, I think Fortnite would get it. But I think Destiny 2 is an ongoing game. If you think of, like, this says that evolves the player experience over time. I think that could win because they have, like, story arcs that they're telling over time. They have these bigger releases and these events. And so while it might not be, like, as much content as, like, Fortnite or something in a sense, I think for how long they've been doing it and where they're going, I think they're doing a good job.
So Fortnite.
Fortnite.
Okay.
Fortnite is like just, Fortnite. I don't know. Their production is just at a completely different level. Like, it's almost unfathomable to think about how much gets put into that game.
Yeah, you can't keep up.
You can't compare yourself to that either. Like, if you're a game studio, like, you just...
You can't.
It's not possible.
It's unhealthy.
Yeah.
Like they literally have unlimited production budget.
It'd be like comparing yourself to
and they put it into the game. It's nuts.
Let's see if there are any other categories we can touch on.
If there's anything that like jumps out at you.
Action game.
Okay.
Sure.
Ooh. Action game.
We have Apex Legends Respawn.
That's an action game?
What do you mean it's an action game?
There's a lot of action, I'd say.
It's action.
Yes.
This says for the best game in the action genre focused primarily on combat.
Okay. But I don't know. I guess I just don't. I don't know. I guess my definition of action's weird.
Who is calling me? Get out of here.
Who's got the balls to call me right now?
Astral Chain, Platinum Games.
Ooh.
Call of Duty, Modern Warfare, Captain Price, Infinity Ward. Devil May Cry 5.
Capcom. I heard when that came out, I heard that game was so sick.
Gears 5, The Coalition. Metro Exodus, 4A Games, Deep Silver.
That's it?
Yep. I liked Metro, but I wouldn't say it was my favorite.
I guess I would probably just go with Apex. Yeah.
Same.
I like Apex. We like Apex.
We like Apex. Although, yeah, I've heard good things about Astral Chain. I just haven't played that. Same with Devil May Cry 5. I feel like Devil May Cry 5 might win this one.
That it probably will.
I'm probably picking Devil May Cry 5 personally.
Did you play it, Blue?
Yeah.
Okay.
The combat in that game is so sick. The going back to just like crazy combos you could pull off in that game is awesome.
I heard the memes in that game were funny too. Like it was just
it's a great meme worthy game. And everything about the game is fucking sick. The combat is probably the most satisfying part. Just pulling off stupid combos is the sickest part of Devil May Cry, and this game did it perfectly. So as far as satisfying gameplay, when it comes to action games, the second best would probably be Modern Warfare for me, but I'm gonna have to give it to Devil May Cry.
Great way to stay in shape. All right, is that probably the last one that you're seeing?
Yeah, I'm looking through them. I mean, for the most part,
we've played a couple of these. Oh,
well. Yeah, but the thing is, I'm just tired because at this point, it's literally just like the
best
five,
fighting game,
titles.
Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. Yeah.
But seriously, yeah, most of these are just like the same.
So six. The big one, the big ones. To just recap, game of the year. Christian had Sekiro, Blue had Smash, and I had Death Stranding. We'll count that one as 3 points. And then when the awards are out, come back.
Only the ones I guess we touched on.
Yeah, exactly.
Those are the only ones that are important because our opinions are the most important. So yeah. If we don't care about the other ones, you shouldn't either.
Just turn off that.
Also, I would just list all the other ones, but the way they have this set up is just so difficult.
Most of the nominees are similar, and we're also going down a very convoluted
design.
Very long web page to see these nominees.
Not mobile friendly. Not mobile friendly.
If we want to get to something you two stands want to talk about, now's the time.
Okay, but before we go, best esports player, where's MKLeo? Anyways, moving on.
They don't have any. It's mainly just like League and like CSGO players, isn't it, probably?
Yeah, but if you're talking about dominating players who
that's
are
what I'm
nuts,
saying. But I think where's for MKLeo? Them a lot, it's mainly just like also like popular esports players.
I bet Sonic. I bet. I don't even know if he's nominated, but no, I bet not Sonic even Fox.
Well, Sonic Fox won last year. I feel like they want to have new. Year.
You have Booga.
People, yeah.
The guy that won Fortnite World Cup.
Yeah, but he's not like
Faker.
That's sick. But has he won 6 S tier Smash tournaments in a row? I don't think so. Put MKLeo on this
Faker
list
played
now.
Like shit in Worlds though. How he can't win.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like he's been on this list every time. Perks, which is another League player. Simple, which is a CS:GO player.
Ooh, go Simple.
And Sinatra. Oh, for Overwatch.
I think Sinatra wins just on the fact he won the Overwatch League and he got MVP.
I don't care.
I mean, I don't either. But I just
I'm gonna say. And I watch, well, the League I do.
Simple won't win. I would like to see Simple win, but he ain't good.
I'll say Perks.
I don't know who that is.
Perks is like the best Europe mid laner, but the thing is, he was dominating the region and then switched to AD carry, which I was like, you can't do that. And he switched to AD carry and is the best AD carry in the West now.
You can't do that.
Yeah, he's crazy. I think he's.
Wait a minute. That's illegal.
Wait a minute. Wait, why are we talking about stands, Rom?
Because Pokemon is out and you guys have just been playing it and we're running out of time and you guys love fucking Pokemon.
We can try to keep
Pokemon.
This as brief as we can in our opinions on it, I guess.
And you guys love Pokemon.
Or who should go first here? Or do you want to
I haven't played it at all, so I'm not going at all.
I'll go first quick because I haven't finished it yet. So I still haven't finished it. I'm close. I think I'm going to the 7th gym leader now. But I already have because that's what I was hearing beforehand was like, 14-hour time to play. I'm at like 23, and I'm not even at 7th gym. And I'm still trying to not do some stuff.
Well, don't you play differently, though? Like, you're trying to, like, catch
Well, I mean, I also, yeah, I, every Pokemon I come across, try to catch if I don't have it. But, like, I'm having to actively avoid the wild area because, like, when I started the game, that was the problem. I got stuck there for, like, 2.5 hours because I'm just like, oh, new Pokemon. Wanted. Oh, I'm going over here. Oh, look at this. Huh. And then I over-leveled. So I've been trying to avoid that, but the wild area I think is dope. I think it could be better, but it's a good step in the right direction, and it's a nice breath of fresh air. Yes, Rob.
What is the wild
area?
Yes.
Okay. So it is a route of sorts that you enter, and it's like more open world-esque. It's a whole bunch of routes, and in the wild area, you can see other players as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, moving around and everything. And then there are these dens that you go, and that's where you do these max raid battles where a Pokemon's in this thing, and then you can team up with 3 other people.
Well, I've seen you guys, like, I stopped in your guys' streams while you guys have been playing, and I just see half the time you guys are just giant fighting Pokemon or something.
Yeah, those are max raid battles.
Oh, so sick.
So you can go in there, find these rare Pokemon or stuff, or Gigantamax Pokemon, play with your friends or other people online, fight them, try and catch them. That's pretty cool. Cool social aspect and stuff. I like where that's headed, what that could become later on.
What do you get from like destroying a raid Pokemon?
So you can catch them, and some of them you can only find there, or you can find hidden abilities with them, or certain forms you can only find in raid battles. So you get to try and catch them if you beat it. And then after that, you also get a whole bunch of rewards.
Does everybody get to catch it or just only one person in the party?
Yeah, everybody gets one shot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and if you miss it, then that's it.
If it escapes the ball?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
So you've got that running around the wild area. And then all these different routes have so many different Pokemon. I mean, there's like hundreds literally just in the wild area.
But the
Well, so the Dexit, so this is, I'll move to the Dexit next. But the wild area, really fun. You can get lost in there. Cool seeing people moving around. Wish you could do a little bit more socially. Maybe that'll come one day. It's like
Nintendo Online, so doubt it.
Yeah. But it's like a little taste of what it could be, which is fun. The overworld Pokemon are really cool, going around, finding those people. And then there's the Dexit issue. I will say, so at this point, game's already out, so it's not really spoilers. There's only 400 Pokemon in the game out of nearly 900.
Yeah.
And that's it. There's no national Dex. And when we say that too, you can't bring in any Pokemon that is not in that 400. You can't trade into it, nothing. Just those 400. On the other hand, though, I will say, having not completed the game yet, it is dope having a regional Pokedex that big, though. Because it feels so much more like diverse and fun. Every route has new Pokemon you haven't seen before. Like, there's so much to catch at first. And it's like overwhelming in a good way. So the regional Dex being,
I can only imagine how you would feel if it was actually 900, if every Pokemon was in the game. If it's overwhelming now, like.
Well, normally they don't do that. But what happens is you beat the game and you unlock the national Dex or whatever. Sometimes some new Pokemon will appear. But then what happens is you can also trade every Pokemon. You can have all the Pokemon points. Every Pokemon could be in the game, whether or not it's catchable in the game. Mm. But there's 400 Pokemon to boot that you can catch. And that's dope. That's really fun. So I do like that. The music, a lot of the music, especially some of the cities, are like actually really dope.
Like we heard earlier, we heard your rendition
of the gym battle. But then the gym battle. And then it goes to the Dynamax Pokemon. You got the people cheering in the back. You're just like, awesome. Yeah. So it's pretty dope. Not going to lie. Music, pretty good. The Pokemon that are in the game, a lot of them have, some of the animations are lazy, but then other times it's like beautiful animations.
Dude, there was like this Pokemon you were using. It was like a dark fairy thing and it looked like it had like triceps.
Grimmsnarl?
And biceps.
Hey, watch yourself.
Or biceps. I think it was disgusting.
He's jacked. Right?
That thing, dude, Grimmsnarl's kind of sick though.
What's no, like? That thing was ugly.
All right. I don't respect
and
that.
Then you put like a Barracuda in your party.
But a scooter.
Bear's yeah. So sick.
Yeah, and what? Then he was like, I'm going to level this up. Rare candy, rare candy, rare candy, no,
experience
rare
candies.
Candy, rare candy, rare candy. I was like, what?
Well, because the problem is I just want to use all the new Pokemon. Yeah. So I come across a new one. I'm like, oh, shoot, I want to add this to my party. So I swap it out. And everything's like level 45 and it's like 20.
You're very indecisive with your team. That was one of those moments where I got kind of frustrated, like where you were giving me anxiety. You would not stop swapping your team from route to route.
Yeah.
But that's a good part of the game. That's a good part of the game.
And your playthroughs, like I know when you did, you would have like on the bottom left, like all the Pokemon in your party and stuff. Yeah. Are you still doing that?
No.
I was going to say.
But I mean, the reason is because I just want to use the new Pokemon and there's just so many ones. Because like, that's also what I'll say. Gen 8 designs, I actually love them.
You said they were slept on.
Yeah.
Like Gen 8 slept on. In what sense? Yeah. Like they're great or?
I think they're really good. A lot of the Pokemon are really cool. Or like have some cool aspects to him. Whatever the fudge that penguin's name is, though, no, that thing is.
Yeah, I a liked nightmare. It at first, and then the design simmered with me, and I don't like the design.
Oh, I didn't ask. Was the Sobble leak real? Like, is that what actually Sobble looks like on it?
Yeah, every single leak was. Well, 90% of the leaks that we saw were real. So
yeah. So that still kind of sucks. it is what it is. But for the most part, a lot of the designs. And so that's just like, I want to use this one. I want to use this one. I want to use this one. So what I'm probably going to do is I'm probably just going to put the poll before I go to the Elite Four. And of all the Pokemon I've used, I'll be like, all right, pick six. And then I'll just use whatever people want me to.
Have you guys not liked the aspect of like everybody gets XP shared in your party now?
I mean, I'm just used to it at this point.
I've come to accept it, yeah.
Someone had a good argument is that if they're under the assumption that it can't be turned off and it will always be on, they can bounce the game around that. And I don't think they did a great job with that, but it is good reasoning. And I can kind of see in some parts when I'm playing, like, oh, okay, this is probably why they did it. It's a little unfortunate, though, because, like, my starter, Grookey, which is now Rillaboom, is almost level 50, and I haven't had to really use him. It's like, because when I want to start using someone to level them up, whoops, everyone else got 5 levels, too.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm actually not able to swap between everyone as much as I want, because everyone just levels so fast. So I think there's just an issue of scaling, but as far as, like, the XP thing on all the time, I mean, it's definitely easier, and it's just more convenient. Yeah. Which is probably just the route they were going. So I understand it. I wish I had the option to turn it off.
Well, because then I feel like you get to that point, like when you wanted to put Barracuda in your team, that he was 27, and now you had all these 48s, yeah. And the only way you could like get him up is if you rare candy.
Yeah. Or, well, the problem too is like there's no one in that region. I could have him sit in the party and gain XP and slowly level up, but the point is I just want to use him now. I know most of the people I'm throwing in my party recently, like, it's just to see the new Pokemon, use them real quick, and then swap them out. But yeah, I can understand why. I'm sure later in the playthrough, too, people are, as it gets uploaded to YouTube, they're going to be pissed. Yeah. Like, quit swapping. Well, dug it.
Well, you guys can suck this ad while we wait for Blue's opinion on Pokemon.
Hopefully this is a family-friendly ad. Nice transition.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Ever tried to break a bad habit and felt like you're climbing Everest in flip-flops? Yeah, we've all been there too. But here's a breath of fresh air. Fume. It's not about giving up, it's about switching it up. Fume takes your bad habit and simply makes it better, healthier, and a whole lot more enjoyable. Fume is an innovative, award-winning, flavored air device that does that. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors. I love how this thing looks. It's beautiful and real wood. The shape of it is so cool, and I look cool using it. So if you want to be like me and break your bad habit, start the year off right with the good habit by trying fume.com/GG and getting the journey pack today. Fume is giving listeners of the show 10% off whenever they use the code GG to help make starting the good habit that much easier. So make sure you guys check it out in the description. Try fume.com/GG.
And welcome back to the GG Over Easy podcast. Quickly talking about our Pokemon thoughts. I don't have much more to say because I will say, playing through the game right now, the main story, there's a noticeable lack of story, really. The story is, hey, these other people are going to figure out what's going on, just fight the gym leaders, which is fine, I guess, whatever. The rival, which isn't even really a rival, super annoying.
What'd you
God,
name
I hate him. You can't even name him anymore.
What? I hate Hop. Oh, yeah. My God.
You can't name him?
No.
That sucks.
And Hop and his brother, who, by the way, has a Charizard. Hey, did you know he has a Charizard? He has a Charizard. By the way, he's unbeatable. He's unbeatable. He's the champion. He's the unbeatable champion.
I'm the champion. I'm the champion.
God.
Wait, so Hobb is the champion or Hobb's brother?
His brother. And if I had a dollar for every time they mentioned, he's unbeatable. He's the champion. Is he has a Charizard. I'm just going to lose it.
Is he like his older brother or younger brother?
Older brother.
Okay.
Yeah. You can clearly tell
I'm
there's
champion,
a
I'm the champion, I'm the champion, I'm the champion.
There's a dynamic in the family. Hobb hasn't gotten enough love, and his family doesn't love him enough because he doesn't have any accolades.
Doesn't have a Charizard.
But he simultaneously somehow has an ego.
Yeah, it's incredible. Because I guess his brother is the unbeatable champion with the Charizard. Yeah, by the way.
Something tells me you guys are going to battle him at some point. If I was
no, but he's unbeatable. I can't beat him. I can't beat him. He's the unbeatable champion. And he has a Charizard. Yeah.
Spoiler alert, I think you fight him at some point.
So, stories, so whatever it is right now, but just going through, like people were talking about, yeah, we might be upset about some things, but even at the end of the game, like, it's still a core RPG Pokemon game, and that recipe alone is enjoyable. Like, you're going to have fun with that no matter what, which I am. And so going through that, the new Pokemon, like, I really am. I am having a fun time. I like the game.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just when I know I beat it and there's like no end game. And then for me, my end game will be complete the decks. But as soon as I do that,
it's kind of like Borderlands for you. Offensive. Like you're having a good time now, but you know when you get to that point,
it's going to kind of peter off.
Yeah.
So that I'm not looking forward to. But going through it right now, I mean, it's a fun Pokemon game. It could be a lot better.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, but it's fun.
It just looks like it's weird. Like, it doesn't look like a Switch game to me. It looks like a ported, like, handheld game.
It's a 3DS game.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, it doesn't look like a Switch game.
Well, that's what, I mean, there are, like, rumors and stuff about what happened, but essentially it is kind of like a, originally it was going to be a 3DS game or something, and it was a bit of a port. And again, they've been working on it for under 2 years. But then on top of that, it's now the fastest selling Switch game. So,
yeah, boycott really works, huh,
yeah,
guys?
We killed it. But like I said, I'm still gonna play it. I'm still gonna get it, I'm even though I don't agree with it. Yeah, and I know like some people.
It's a fucking Pokemon, man. I'm absolutely gonna play the fuck out of it.
Yeah. So, those are my thoughts. I'm having fun. It could be better, and I'm sure I'll be a little more disappointed post game once I do some max raid battles, which will be fun, but. There are moments of like brilliance in this game and other moments of like, this is lazy or uninspired or something like that. So,
what, you know, I'm a sucker for scores. So, what's your score right now?
Where's it on my tier list?
Yeah. Is it A?
Right now, playing through it like I am with the regional decks and all the new Pokemon, having fun, I'd put it a 9 out of 10.
Wow. Great score.
But it'll probably fall afterward.
All right, what do you think of it so far, Blue? You've been playing a lot.
I'll keep my review under 3 minutes here since we're running out of time. This is probably the best and worst Pokemon game I've ever played.
Amen.
Good shit. Wild area is so dope. I love like having raids to do, finding Pokemon, going around farming raids.
I know this game doesn't have a lot of
end game, but this is probably the most I've enjoyed a game's end game since Battle Frontier because you could do the max raids. Max raids are really fun. You could farm specific dens to try and get like Gigantamax Pokemons, even though they're not that important, but I want them.
They look collector. Cool. Yeah.
They look so sick. So I want them for that reason. I've had so much fun with the game's end game, despite it being pretty one note. Cause the end game basically is
catch Pokemon
raids. It's raids. Yeah.
And if someone doesn't like the raids, there's,
so if you don't like it, then you're probably not gonna like the game. Positive stuff. The soundtrack is so dope. This is probably my favorite soundtrack of any of the Pokemon games.
Better than OG?
Well, OG, like so OG. So a lot of games have like one or two bangers are like, oh, this is a banger, right? And generally there's some good like overall music, but this game is full of bangers. The gym music is amazing. Most of the town music is super, super good. The battle themes are
really wild.
Great.
Pokemon battle every time. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, it's a jammer. The Marnie's theme is absolutely a banger. The OST is amazing. The wild area, I love the in battle cutscenes. I know people don't like those, but those are fucking hype.
I see you've learned how to use a critical hit.
Don't take away my
in
battle cutscenes. Like when they're about to Dynamax, they're like, "Oh, my strongest Dynamax." I'm like, "Bro, this is hype."
Anime.
I don't understand how people can just like,
this is hype.
You've activated my trap card.
So you've beaten it, Blue.
and the
yeah he has
okay
yeah I beat I'm literally just doing end game shit now. I finished the post game and the main game and all that good stuff.
I guess end game can be Pokedex. I guess end game could be like shiny hunting too, if that's kind of your core.
Yeah, end game. Well, so shiny hunting is pretty much always, if you're a collector, everyone's end game. So that's kind of a given. But as far as like laid out end game, which people want, like they want to do battles, they want to do Battle Frontier, they want to do like difficult content. There's nothing really like that besides raids. But I like that. I think it's dope. What else is good about this game? I like a lot of the art direction, and all the new Pokemon besides the starters are really good. I don't care for the starters at all, really. Besides Grookey's Evo, Rillaboom, which is fucking sick. He is sick.
He's just a big gorilla.
Like the base Pokemon, the starter Pokemon themselves, I love all those designs.
100%,
but,
yeah.
But then their evolutions are whack.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
What's that thing that I keep seeing on Twitter and social media, like these memes of like there's like Pokemon like walking around and then, like the
Pokemon camp?
Yeah, what is that?
So in last gen they kind of had like this thing where you could interact with your Pokemon like on your 3DS screen, and this is kind of like an expansion of that, like on Switch. So you could go camp with your Pokemon, you can make curry with your Pokemon, you could like play with your Pokemon, and you could like tease them with like the little feather toy.
Does it really do anything? Or is it just
it'll like raise your friendship and levels, but it's beyond that, it's really just a place where you can interact with your Pokemon like on a different level.
A place where you can put Into Club by 50 Cent behind
100%.
Hey, my boy Krogon.
So that's pretty cool.
So what's your score?
Well, now we get to the negatives, because I've been saying a lot of positives about this game. Because there's a lot
of about the negatives.
This game is so ugly environment wise. This game has the ugliest environments. I'm playing a PS2 game. 100%. This is a PS2 game. When you look at, there's hills that look like they were made on PS1. I don't know what they're
like. It's like the Windows 98 hill. That's like the
100%. It's the Windows 98 hills, but Lara Croft's titties are the hills. It's nuts. The environment's so bad. All the routes are super linear. There's no exploration in this game. That is the worst part of this game. There's literally no like hidden areas. There's no like places that you couldn't go to because you weren't the champion. There's really no exploration. Even in the wild area, it's all laid out for you, which sucks. All the routes are super linear, which is biggest complaint.
And I guess, like, for me, like, it's literally, like, you get into a route. Routes are short, and it's just point A to point B.
It's just like, point A to point B. It's the worst.
Nothing in between. And
And I've never really... That's never really been how Pokemon games work. I know in Sun and Moon, it was kind of like that, but this one is straight up, walk here, walk here. Well, you're at the next town.
Can we also talk about how Team Yell literally just exists to block routes?
Team I love Team Yell, man. They're useless, and that's
Team
why I love
Yellow.
Them.
Team Yell. They're Yell. Like the. So, they're not even really bad guys, but
they just block routes.
I love them. But, I really like Team Yell.
But every time you're in the game, you want to go somewhere. They're just sitting there, like you can't get past here yet. It's like but that's the thing. Like this game is
that's more the linearity
feels,
of the game that they.
Yeah,
made
it just
it.
Feels like you're on a track. Yeah, like you're just. But sorry, go ahead.
The environments are. I will go into your guys' streams, and sometimes the frames are literally like.
Oh, yeah, that's
performance is just absolutely terrible.
Like, really? Like, how does it look that bad?
It's pretty bad. I mean, and that's the biggest complaint is the complaint of everybody on why this game could be better is this is a 3DS game. That was ported to Switch 100%.
Yeah, it looks like it.
The wild area is sick. The wild area is the only part of the game like, oh, this is a Switch game. But as soon as you get out of the wild area, you're just playing another 3DS game. There's no innovation. Everything's super linear. It's just a 3DS game. So I would love to have an entire game based on the wild area. But unfortunately, it is not that game.
Well, for me, I think they kind of like fool you too. When you start that game and right before Wedgehurst and stuff, it was beautiful. I was like, this is dope. You're like on top of a hill. You can see out super far. There's like rolling hills. You can see houses
and gyms.
First area of
the game is very beautiful, yeah.
Yeah, like you're like, oh, this is. You can feel like it seems like they put all their love into that and then everything else was just like, meh.
And then you get to the next town.
Yeah, and every town is two houses, a Pokemon Center, and a gym. That's it.
And a stadium that just happens to house thousands of people despite there being three houses in a town.
That's incredible. But that's literally like every town. It's so small.
Oh, the gyms. That was another positive. The gyms are These are the best gyms in any Pokemon game. I'll die on this hill. These gyms are so sick. And like when you go into a stadium and just Pokemon battle, it is the sickest feeling ever.
Do you mean gym in the aspect of like, oh, to get to this point, I got to like dodge these holes. Like I was watching you.
Oh, that's just one of the challenges.
Challenges can eat my ass. Challenges are boring.
Yeah,
but the gym battles themselves and the gym leaders are really, really cool.
Yeah.
Why is it? What's different between that gym battle and another gym battle? They're the same.
First off. Well, no. Are you talking about different, like previous games?
Yeah. Like, what's the difference between a gym battle in this game than the atmosphere?
Fundamentally, nothing, but just like the presentation of it. The atmosphere is so sick. You're in a stadium.
They make you feel as if it's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And they've started doing this in Sun and Moon, where they really try to give gym leaders like more personality. And each of the gym leaders has like their own personality, which I really enjoy. And then just the like legit, it's fucking like the game is so anime at some points, because right when they're about to Gigantamax, like, oh, I see him on my last Pokemon. We're going to have to give you our final attack.
And
then it goes into cutscene. They pop the Dynamax. It's hype.
Yeah,
I really like Dynamaxing too. Okay, I'm going too long. Anyways, it's a good game. But it's also really safe, but it's also super sick, but it's also really bad. So it's like a hard 7 out of 10 for me.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like when I'm enjoying the game, I'm loving it.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I'm not, I'm like, ugh, like what is going on here? But it's that's why like overall, especially in these earlier parts and certain things, like I'm skipping over like towns. Some like town designs are super dope. Like the mushroom forest one. Like this is beautiful. But it's 10 yards.
Three like houses and a stadium.
Like one screen.
Yeah, like it's what, boop, 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 like that. So I was like, it's such a missed opportunity. So
I stopped going to the houses too because there's nothing in them.
Yeah, they like, there's not even, that's just the thing. Like you said, there's no point in exploring if there even is any exploration. Like there's just nothing waiting for you. But I will say the Dynamax, I was worried about it. I was like, this is stupid. But I think the fact that they saved it for important battles and like gym battles actually makes it cool and max rate.
I thought I would hate it, yeah, because when they said you can't do it outside of gym battles and like important battles, I thought this is going to be lame, but it makes it feel more important.
Yeah,
so I like it
because like Z moves and Sun and Moon, I got over that. I was like, I don't even want to use this because I don't have to watch this animation. Like that was Z moves for me. But anyway, yeah, so we're liking it. It's not perfect, but we have our
hopes. People are like, Rob, have you been playing it? I'm like, no, I've been playing Star Wars, which is super fucking sweet, and you should get it. That's my review. That's my game of the year. Go get it. That's what I've been doing.
Boom.
But we got to move on to the Patreon question. Yes. I think,
Patronus.
So if you guys didn't know, this is the $10 tier. You guys can write in questions
at patreon.com.
I would also recommend if you are writing in questions, if try and like make it kind of like off topic or something like that, because then I can pick it. Because if you ask another anime question, like we already discussed anime, so it's like I'm gonna not pick that.
Did someone say anime? No.
Bro, Rob.
Yeah.
So
let's go.
First question we have here is from Chris Meyer. Chris, thanks for supporting the.
Hello, Chris.
It says, so I have always wanted to know, what do y'all think your lives would have been like if YouTube didn't pan out and the Dream Team was never founded?
I'm still waiting for it to pan out, so.
I get this question a lot. I would probably have finished my degree in school, and it was a journalism degree, journalism and technical communications or something like
that. Actually, they changed the journalism and media communications.
Yeah, JMC, journalism and media.
It was JTC, and then name change.
I mean, they changed it, I think, like the year I dropped out. So probably doing that and then like writing stories somewhere and probably hating my life, honestly.
Nice.
Something like that. I had no idea. I had no idea. If I really think about it, I probably would have gone back to like CGC and just done valet and trying to find like a journalism job. I had really no idea. So thanks.
You're welcome. I've talked about this a couple times. Be even more depressed. And that the thing is, I don't even know where I would be because I had no idea what I even wanted to do.
Yeah.
I was doing the same degree.
Just to do it.
Yeah.
It was like for my parents more often.
I hated college. Didn't know where I was going. Didn't know what I was doing. Things weren't looking great, honestly. Yeah. Future was bleak. So thank God YouTube came along.
We appreciate you guys.
Yeah. Gave me some purpose. Otherwise, I would have figured out some way. I'd be doing something, but
probably
yeah,
waiting with your dad or something like that.
I'd be like, whatever it was. I can guarantee I'd hate it, and day to day life would just suck.
Yeah.
But it's hard to imagine, like I said, because I didn't even have any prospects or
me too. Like that's
future
why.
Or yeah.
That's I was why just, I thank God like this happened.
Just slugging it out in college, hating my life.
Yeah. What about you, Blue?
Still waiting on mine to pan out, so I can't say this is.
You'd probably be the next. You probably would have been the next Jeff Bezos.
Yeah,
probably.
I think we brought you down.
I don't know. I'd probably still be working graphic design job, working, and I'd probably be on another graphic design job now. My last job was good, but I didn't like it. But I do like graphic design, so I probably would still be working toward that.
But we do like this, and that's all.
I can't say I would hate my whatever graphic design job I was doing, because I've always had a plan if whatever didn't pan out. It's not like I love, like, just sitting there all the time, like, oh, graphic design's so sick. But it is something I could see myself doing the rest of my life without any problems. But
that's good.
I agree, though.
Here we are, and I can't say I even know what I'm doing yet. So here we are.
I think Blue and I are
not really a positive or a negative answer. Just kind of a, yeah, I mean.
We're here.
Well, I'd probably be successful somewhere else, but here I am here.
Being successful here.
I think, like Blue, I think we like creative jobs. And I think whatever, if I wasn't doing this, it would have to be something creative.
Something that, like, gets your brain juices flowing.
Yeah, and where I'm having apply myself.
Yeah.
Because, like, I like graphic design, too. I might have done something with that. Now I have other opportunities I could afford because of what I've done.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wouldn't mind writing or doing something like that. That'd be fun. Mm-hmm. But that's not something I would have done prior to this. But creative stuff.
Yeah.
That's what I like.
All right. Well, thank you, Chris, for the question. We have this next one from Zachariah Bolin. Hopefully I'm saying that right. What is your guys' favorite childhood video game? Also, what is a game you love but most people hate? I will go first on this one. My favorite childhood game. I saw this question on the Patreon like 2-3 days ago, so I got a little bit of time to think about it.
Cheating.
Yeah, so that's why I'm going first. So you guys think now. Legend of Zelda: Ocarina of Time. That's like one of, and like that was like in a time before you could just go online and like kind of like look up how to do a quest or something like that, or like where to go from here to here. When you're like a 7 or 8 year old kid, dude, Legend of Zelda: Ocarina of Time, it took me like 3.5 years to beat that game. And so like when I think of like my childhood game, like that was it. Because when, if I played Legend of Zelda: Ocarina of Time now, I'd beat it in like 2 or 3 days. But like when you're a kid and you don't have any guides and stuff like that, that $40 game lasted me 3 years until I finally like beat it and stuff and got like a game guide. So like when I think of like my like childhood video game, like that's like the quintessential one. Like childhood, I think childhood is like 5 to like 8, and that was the one I played the most. And it got like, because like in that game it's Zelda, so it has all the puzzles and stuff like that, and it makes you think. I like credit a lot of my intelligence to Legend of Zelda, and people may go, well, you don't have a lot of that, Rob, so shut up. I beat you to the joke.
You beat me to it.
Yeah. Yeah. Shut up. I knew that was coming.
Blue, do you want to go? Or do you want me to?
You go.
Okay. Favorite childhood game? Honestly, it'd probably be Melee. I would want to say something like Pokemon, like Crystal version.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason I like Melee the most was because that was me playing with my friends all the time, going over to his house, playing
that's
Melee.
That's what games are about.
Yeah, bringing childhood. People together.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, going over every day, playing Melee, having no idea what we were doing. And just all the memories I have just from that friendship, but also, like, the games and everything. I just loved Melee. So, probably say that was my favorite childhood game. And then Crystal would probably be a close second. But, again, the reason Melee wins over is just the social aspect.
Yeah.
And then, as a game I love that other people hated.
I'm trying to think of that right now. And I really
like movies. There are a lot of ones I'm like, this is, yeah, all right. But games, if it's mediocre, I just don't. I can't get through it. It's way different. So it's hard to say if I've played a game and been like, Yeah.
I guess maybe the Kingdom Hearts series. I think people don't like
those
it.
Those are trash.
I think people don't like Kingdom Hearts 2 because like it's a, they don't get the story. They think it's like for kids and it's like childish and stuff like that. So maybe that, but then again, I think that's a, like a lot of people like it, but I don't really know. So maybe that.
Well, this one's an easy one, I guess. I'll just say Paladins right now. Everyone's like, ugh, Overwatch, Cloud. Even though I made a video the other day. I was playing, I was like, I would rather play this every day for the rest of my life than Overwatch.
Overwatch.
Yeah. Like, so I have a lot of fun with that. But like, because if I think back to like older games I played as a child, we didn't know better. Plus, games weren't as prevalent and there weren't as many. Because I can look back to, cause I don't even know what people thought, like Star Wars, pod racing, whatever.
Oh, that one is sweet. On,
like, PS2. Yeah. Yeah, like I love that. But I don't know if that was bad, you know? Yeah. I don't know if that was technically
considered a bad game.
Any game from my childhood, it just like rose tinted glasses. So it's hard to say, like, Sky Fox Adventures on GameCube. That was dope.
Oh,
I don't remember if people.
You mean Star Fox?
What did I say?
You said Sky Fox.
Oh.
Star Fox. I think that is actually considered a bad game.
It is.
But I like love it. That. Yeah, I like it too. So maybe that. I actually think that is considered a bad game.
And okay, like, must be.
Because people were like, this isn't Star Fox. Like, why is he running around? Yeah. Like,
well, I remember there was some part where you had to mash a button to get through this part. And my friend and I, we couldn't mash fast enough. We had to get his boomer dad who came in here. We're like, can you do this? And he's sitting there like, argh. He was like my hero that day. He beat it for us.
Boku no hero.
Yeah. I was like, you've never been this cool, Mr. Garcia.
Mr. Garcia. What about you, Blue? Do you have your ideas now?
Childhood game, easy, Pokemon Yellow. Not even close.
That's a good one.
I didn't have friends, but I had Pokemon, so that was Pog.
But you had your starters. Oh, never mind. I guess Star Fox Adventure was pretty well received.
Oh.
Yeah.
Probably back in the day, it wasn't well received with fans because I probably had the same response because I love Star Fox 64. And then I was like, yo, why is Fox outside of his shit, bro?
What is he doing?
Yeah, it's so funny you say that. Like, the first reviews, the game didn't appeal to some Star Fox fans at the start. But looking back, the game mechanics are great. But it's like weird.
Well, see, I don't know. So I don't know what game I like that people don't.
Yeah.
That's a lot harder.
Out there kind of question.
Because I feel like a bad game usually means like it's just bad trash to play. And it's a lot harder to be like a movie, a lot of it can be very subjective. But with a game, the reason a game's usually bad is because like the mechanics are bad, the gameplay is bad, the story's bad, the art's bad.
And at that point, I'm already out of it. Like, yeah, so it's really hard playing.
I don't know.
Shadow the fucking Hedgehog.
That game is trash, bro.
I know it is, but I love that game.
That game is trash.
When I was a kid, I loved Sonic games. Sonic Adventure 2 and then Sonic Heroes was dope. And then we got Shadow the Hedgehog. That game is terrible, but I love that game. That game is the Room of video games.
I think it was on was it on PlayStation 2? Like,
it was
on
GameCube. And I think it was on PlayStation.
I think it was
just GameCube.
Are you sure? I'm going to look it up.
I think it was just GameCube.
Let's see the scores of that. Shadow
always was my favorite Sonic character.
Shadow the Hedgehog game. Let's see the reviews on this.
Genuinely awful game, but it is so good because it's so... I love that game.
Yeah, it only looks like it was a GameCube exclusive.
Yeah, see, I missed out on those because the only time I got to play GameCube games was at friend's house.
Yeah, this got a 4.7 on IGN out of 10, a 51.1% on Metacritic, and a 4.8.
Yeah, this guy doesn't know what they're talking about.
Hey, that's enough to impeach Shadow. Get him out of there. That's the majority.
Come on, Shadow, get out of there. Yeah, that's a bad game. Good. That's a good one, Blue. That's actually like a legit bad game that people did
so
not
dope.
Like.
I love that game.
Really? Doesn't he have like a gun in it and stuff?
Yeah, he's so edgy. That's the Nickelback of video games. It is so fucking good.
You mean you're right.
Wait a minute. Maybe I need to...
Great game, dude.
Take a walk down memory lane. That sounds amazing.
I'm trying to think of a bad game that I really liked, but I can't think one.
Overwatch?
Hey, come on.
But that's different. Overwatch was tight for a little bit.
Well, I mean right now. But see, it's still like... well received no matter what, even if like right now it's bad to play, like the game,
God, it's bad, dude. I played it the other day for like my placements just to kind of get golden guns because I'm addicted. It's so bad. It's just shield, especially if you're DPS. Hate it.
Okay, I don't know if this was poorly received or just wasn't received enough. Like it wasn't popular enough.
Uh-huh.
But I'll say Monday Night Combat and Super Monday Night Combat.
Super Monday Night Combat.
I think those were well received. They just didn't have a player base, unfortunately.
Yeah, I just don't think anyone played them, which sucked. I still, Super Monday Night Combat is the most time I put into one game in 1 week.
7 out of 10 on Steam. So
that's a C.
I would not clarify that as a bad game.
Whatever, though. Dude. I don't know. I don't know. Like
we don't play bad games. We only play the best games.
I only have exquisite taste.
I guess Destiny 2, if that's what the one you want. The game that I kind of like that people hate.
Right.
That one.
Yeah. I'm still trying to rack my brain.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I have a question for you. Is there a podcast out there that you love that people also love?
So there's a 7-star rated podcast. And it's the only one in the world.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, what's the name of it?
GG Over Easy.
Oh.
And it was actually featured in the new League of Legends True Damage Giants music.
Oh, I saw that. Oh, God. I saw someone was like, yo, they got a fan over there at Riot Studios. I was like,
yeah, I was like, GG Easy, definitely. Yeah, I was like, that's totally not just a...
There's a reason why we picked the name GG Over Easy, guys.
Yeah, because they're like, hey, take this name. We'll put you in this video in a couple of years. Like, do it.
But unfortunately, we need to wrap up the podcast.
Boo.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I always have to be the one that like pulls us back.
Wow.
In. Yeah, I know. We got to end it. Hey, Blue, the Stag Omega Saw, Big Sexy Arts, though. Where can they find you on the internet?
That's crazy. You guys can find me at Blue Westlow everywhere.
You can find me at the Big Stag Sexy Omega Arts Seth.
Thanks. That'll be Robbie V.
Yep.
And you can find me, just Google Miss Fruit, or find me at a local movie theater at my wrong showing.
That's crazy.
That's so stupid.
It's crazy you got spotted in the wild twice.
Well, yeah. And then when I got done with the movie, I stood up. I was like, credits. And some girl, like, she like it was just stretching or something. And she goes, Mr. Fruit? I'm like, what? I was taken aback. I'm in the middle of a Frozen 2 movie. There's like 8 people in this theater. It's opening. What? And she's like upside down looking at me from like the ground. I was like, what kind of an angle? I was like, how do you recognize me? I was like, sup?
She's like, that's where my monitor is.
That's how I watch you.
Well, thank you guys for watching this video and this episode 16 of the podcast.
Yes. Be sure to stay tuned for next Sunday. Oh, wait. We should announce this really quick.
Oh.
I think we're gonna try and make next episode the alien episode.
Yes.
Yeah. So we have homework. And if you guys want to know what we're talking about too, I highly suggest.
We'll also maybe put this in the intro too. So it's at the beginning.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. So just as a precursor as well. Bob Lazar and Joe Rogan, listen to that podcast. And then we will discuss the Supernatural.
Yes.
Next week. So you don't have to watch it, but you'll probably understand more if you do. Otherwise, we'll do our best to kind of summarize it. But there's your homework. So now they hate GG Over Easy.
No, he gave me homework. No. Eugene's like, fuck yeah, dude. This is the time I've been waiting for. Love homework.
With that said, thank you very much for watching. Talk to you next Sunday. See.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.